Well, we got the sunrise part out of the way. Next, it's sunburn and then sunset and shine. We should open up the Window World of Boston weather window in Curtis's absence if we could. And if you could poke your head outside, what do we got today? More hot weather?
No, so Greg, it'll be warm but not too hot today. It's currently 67 degrees and raining here in the city of Boston. The high today, only 75. There's going to be kind of off and on showers until after lunchtime today. Then it'll just be cloudy the rest of the day and warm but not too hot, which is nice.
Okay, and I'm focused on the weekend, as many are. Saturday looks like it's actually now going to be a nice Saturday in the summer.
Yeah, so 77-degree day on Saturday, partly cloudy. There's going to be, it looks like currently there's going to be a little rain in the morning, Greg.
But I don't want any rain on the weekends.
By the time you actually get up and have your acai bowl, you'll be fine, okay?
Okay, all right. Well, very good. Mm-hmm. Window World of Boston can get you a whole house full of new energy-efficient windows installed for just $99 a month. Go to windowworldofboston.com.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just gonna say they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it on the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. They are honoring those who built this incredible city, whether they drive or construct, or whether they are masons, or whether they operate heavy machinery, or whether they care for others. Please nominate somebody who you think deserves to be honored when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where should we start today, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Will Clark, because the other day on the afternoon program, Will Fleming had told everybody that Rafael Devers had blown off Will Clark the first 3 days he was with the San Francisco Giants about taking grounders or any even pointers about first base. Nothing crazy, not a drill session, but
no.
Come out in the field before the game,
little
talk
mentoring.
About it. Yep,
little advice
mentoring.
From a guy who had a long career.
That was pretty good.
Yep. So go ahead.
Nothing too crazy. Well, here was Will Clark explaining that situation.
Yeah. Devers comes over from Boston, have an opportunity to meet him.
Right. So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't going to, go through anything physical. We're just going to walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't going to be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Matter of fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Will. I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I said, I know what the happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bull.
All right. I'm getting dink vibes when it comes to Devers.
Massive dink vibes.
Yeah. You're willing to blow off David Ortiz.
Uh-huh.
You just arrived at work. Aren't the first week at a new job, aren't you supposed to be gung-ho and ready to do everything and they want you to spend a little time with Will Clark, and you're blowing it off three times in a row?
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Okay, you finally
admit that. I have always said that it's a bad look, that Rafi Devers comes across like a dink. I just think that everything started with the way the Red Sox treated him. Like, it all started from the top.
Yeah.
Now, that is, there's no excuse for him now being on another team and treating them quite similarly.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, Sound of Muzak in the Twitch chat says they are fine with a dink that can rake. So
is he really even raking?
No, not right now. No. But he's still a good hitter. So, but you have to be, if you're going to be fine, then you got to be, I don't know. I feel like you have to be, if I'm going to deal with some of the BS, Maybe you're getting a little bit of a slump here and there, but I need you to be like Judge Shohei, where you're constantly like raking all the time. And this year, he just kind of wasn't doing that for a period of time. And I think that with the Red Sox, they just felt like all the BS that came with.
They just didn't want to invest $30 million in a guy as the leader of men and a face of a franchise who wasn't willing to be a good teammate. That's it. And I honestly, I think it's the right move. In the end, it's going to turn out to be the right move. You got him out of here. Like, and Curtis would completely disagree with me if he were here, and he thinks Curtis was on, took to social media to say that the Red Sox are smearing his good name and that this is coming from the Red Sox.
Curtis's anti-Red Sox take because he can't come to terms with the fact that they're being good now, and he's been railing against them, especially Trevor Story, for the last 3 weeks.
And it's really not the Red Sox doing this. This is Will Clark, San Francisco Giants. This is what they're saying they're dealing with, or he's saying he's dealing with Devers, right? Mm-hmm. So the Red Sox talked about what they felt like was going on when Devers was here. Then when he leaves, don't we start to believe that, all right, maybe you didn't return Big Poppy's text message, which is kind of baffling. So, like, these are things to start to show, like, all right, this is some of your behavior.
This is Joe from Lowell. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, you know, I mean, Courtney, when the Red Sox first started messing with Devers at the beginning of the season, you could say he was being a dink. But now he's just a straight-up baby. Mm. I mean, call the wambulance on this guy. You don't get your way, and 6 months later, you're still bitching about it, not showing up for Will Clark. I mean, this guy's got to get a grip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the beginning, me and Courtney and I agree. Like, I put it on the Red Sox for not communicating. But now the more and more that we kind of see what's going on, it's just like, all right, just go out there. So what if you're 20 feet away from the dugout? Like, just go out there and play the pot and make it look good.
And, I mean, I guess I could sort of understand if he didn't want to do it in front of his teammates, but that just goes to show how he feels inside, from my perspective, about letting his teammates down by being such a jackass about giving first base or even third base a go when they needed him when Bregman went down. I don't think he's being super respectful there. He knows that he's going to look like an idiot in front of his teammates if he's out there willing to play first base as soon as he gets there.
Yeah, he's not like he's really the kid who's just taking his ball and going home.
Yeah. Big Country in the Twitch chat says we're taking it out of context. How are we taking that out of context? That's exactly what Will Clark just said.
Yeah, we literally played the entire cut of what Will Clark said.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, let's talk about something maybe a little bit more positive. I know Steph Diggs going through a breakup, but he seems like he's getting ready for the NFL season. Here he was talking on his YouTube, Greg, about learning the Josh McDaniels playbook and the concepts that go along with it.
I'm studying, Sam, but it's really the route concepts. Like, basically, if you hear a word, you need to be able to know the word immediately, know the concept. I'm saying, so really, I'm just working on my memorization. Like, and I got the formation, but once I need to know the concept. Like, I don't need to know exactly what I got. I need to know what somebody to the right or to the left of me got. So what everybody got around me, how I'm going to get open or how I'm going to get somebody else open, you know what I'm saying, in between 2 to 3 seconds when you break the huddle, I'm starting looking at the contour of defense. I call it a contour of coverage. It's like the same shit as the coverage, but I start figuring it out. But you know that by knowing what you got. You know what I'm saying? I can't be thinking about what I got and trying to figure it out. I can win at any given time, but it needs to just become, you know, second nature.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Guys dialed in. Got rid of the Cardi B distraction, Wiggy. Yeah. And he is dialed in and ready to go. It's all football.
I don't know, but there were multiple reports out there that they ain't technically over. But yeah, you got to.
What, that they're not over?
Yeah Cardi B and. There was a video of them working out.
So why did she scrub him from her Instagram?
But then she reposted something with them, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe they're back.
Maybe it's a ploy for something bigger, you know? Maybe there is an album coming.
Well, there's an album coming, but I think it's coming in like September. So. But, you know, just
build up to it, though.
Yeah, learn the concepts. You know, that's the biggest thing when you get to a team like New England where they use a lot of, like, words to put together a concept. You know,
was it harder here for you to learn than when you went to the Vikings or
no? Because the Vikings
Jets
ran
or what, like whatever.
No,
or,
because the Vikings ran a West Coast offense, so they use a lot of words too. But it's different from like the number scheme where Chad Ochocinco used to have in Cincinnati, where, for example, you didn't get too deep in the weeds, but they might say, okay, we're gonna go hunt streak circle, and hunt means a hitch and an under. Streak circle means a seam with a hitch route. So you have to know what hunt means. Or if you hear the word topper, it's two posts or 10, two ends. Like, so you got to know what those mean.
A lot of words.
Yeah. So when, you know.
Is that where you first started determining that you should always use a lot of words?
Well, yeah, a lot of words. I remember when I first got to the Jets with Parcells, and it was like, playbook, and it was a lot of word concept. And then there's the number concept, which is easy, where it says, you know, 485, and the 4 is a comeback, an 8 is a post, and a 5 is a deep dig or something like that, which tells you exactly what to do. So
wasn't easy for Ochocinco.
Yeah, that's because he came from a number concept. He just know, okay, I got a 4 route. I know what I'm running. Where then he comes there and he has, like Steph Diggs saying, I have to start remembering these words. I got to start remembering these kind of concepts for what these words means. And it could be anything. It could be, you know, Courtney Cox means, you know, a corner and an out. And now you have to remember that.
Yeah.
So.
All right. What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's go to Brad Stevens. Wiggy had a great lead about the Celtics this morning. We can hear from Brad Stevens' press conference yesterday and talking about why those trades of Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis really happened.
I mean, the second apron's why those trades happen. I think that those are pretty obvious. And the basketball penalties associated with those are real. We've all talked about that. But we were fortunate because we liked the guys we got back, you know, and I think that that's one of the things that, you know, we are excited about. But yeah, like Jrue Holiday is I think he stamped his Hall of Famer candidacy here if he didn't already have it. And, you know, we'll look forward to watching and, again, rooting and following him from afar. But he's as good of a person as you could ever have in your building and as part of your team. And KP, you know, he fought some of the stuff health-wise in the last 2 years. But, you know, when he played, he was awfully good. And we think he'll be awfully good for Atlanta this year. And, yeah, those are not easy trades to make. Those are not easy phone calls. Obviously, those guys have been around the league a long time. They knew the CBA. They knew that that was a high likelihood that they could be part of a move, and they were communicated that before. But it's still hard when you are. But, you know, again, we will miss them, and we're thankful for them.
You believe him? He is saying that it was basketball penalties, not the financial considerations when it came to those guys.
But isn't the financial situation...
Well, if
doesn't Curtis, it go hand in hand with the basketball
if
penalties?
If Curtis were here, he'd tell you no. He would tell you that this is all about money and that you got a new owner who's paying $6 billion for the team. And so, I mean, Wick was first on this show to say it was the basketball penalties that are associated with it that they were going to have to deal with.
Which includes, like, limitations on trades, free agency signings, and draft pick usage. Like, you lose that mid-level exception.
Yeah,
that you
I don't think
theoretically
it's that,
use on a guy like Damian Lillard right now.
Yeah, I don't know about that because some of those, and I don't know the world good enough, but some of those like mid-level basketball exceptions and trade things, I don't think that's like a big deal when it comes to whether or not you want to keep a good guy who makes a lot of money.
But you can, so like when it comes to free agents though, Wiggy, you'd only be able to sign free agents to minimum contracts if you're in that second apron. So like that's a pretty restrictive penalty in terms of offseason.
So you could,
especially when you have your best player out injured for an entire
so
year.
So if you were for example, and I don't the Joker declined the option to sign with Denver. And I think next year he can make more money, but he'll be a free agent. So if you're in those basketball penalties, you don't have the ability to make a run at a guy like the Joker?
That is correct. According to what I am reading, that is correct.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then all right, I get it.
I mean, in the Twitch chat, Rocco says that if Bezos bought the team, you'd be dealing with the exact same things that they're doing right now.
All right.
Doesn't matter how much money somebody has. But I don't know.
All right. Well, so I'm glad somebody filled me in on that because, you know, that's.
Anything else, Shime?
Nope, Greg, that'll do it today, my friend.
Okay, thank you. That is They Said It. Coming up, the news with Courtney next.